North Carolina is one of 14 states where voters are weighing in on the presidential election today, but there's much more on our ballots than the crowded Democratic primary. Here to lay out some of the contests is Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Will.
The race that gets all the attention is the Democratic primary. We are inundated in North Carolina via social media, broadcast media, whatever other media you can think of with the Democratic race, but the ballot is a few pages long depending on where you live in North Carolina, right?
Well, I think a holistic way to think about this is that North Carolina is only one of five states in the country that has president, U.S. Senate, and governor on the ballot this year. The other four states are Montana, New Hampshire, Delaware, and West Virginia. North Carolina is much more important of a state as we think about its impact on the rest of the nation, the fact that North Carolina is a swing state, and that all three of those races are expected to be pretty tight here in the state. So not just president, there really are some big, important, and going to be ultimately some very expensive races here in 2020.
And we haven't even gotten to the legislature, which is also very important given that it is a census year.
That's absolutely right. There are 50 state Senate seats, 120 state House seats. All 170 will be on the ballot in 2020. All 170 are up every 2 years. And listeners may remember that some of the legislative districts were redrawn because of a challenge to the nature of the extreme partisanship of those districts. So folks are running in new seats. And right now, Republicans have majorities in both chambers of the state legislature. Because it's a year that ends in a zero, the census is taking place. And that means the next round of redistricting, the next round of maps for both legislative districts and congressional districts will be drawn in 2021. So whoever has control of the legislature has the influence over what the next decade of political power, political districts will look like.
So the last, I guess, quote-unquote down-ballot race that I wanted to talk about was the state Supreme Court. There are nearly half of those seats in play this year. How long has it been since this was a really important race?
So there are seven seats on the state Supreme Court, and three of them are up this year. Right now, Democrats hold an advantage of 6-1 on that court. So if it swings either way fully, this could be a 7-0 court in which Democrats make up all seven members. Or if it swung the other way, you could have a court that had four Democrats and three Republicans on the court. So to step back and try to tie a bow around all this, as we think about the three big races being on the ballot, president, U.S. Senate, and governor, then as we think about this being an election where power at the state legislature is up for grabs and hanging in that balance is the ability to do the next round of redistricting, we haven't seen an election with that much on the ballot in 40 years. There has not been all of that in play in North Carolina since 1980. And then, just kind of the cherry on top, you add these three state Supreme Court seats. And there are plenty of other things that just underscore and highlight how big of a year this is in North Carolina. The Republican National Convention will be here in August and on and on.
I think we've probably properly hyped Super Tuesday at this point, but it will soon be over. So between now and November, how does North Carolina play into the conversation?
So it's going to be relentless over the next few months. I don't think it's going to stop for more than, I don't know, there might be some quiet weeks here and there. But for the most part, this is, as we've mentioned, a battleground state. I think as we look at the down ballot races here on this Super Tuesday, that you're likely to see some runoffs, some second primaries. And that's because if a candidate does not get to 30% of the vote plus one, whoever finishes second has the ability to request a runoff or a second primary. We're likely to see that in at least one of the lieutenant governor's races. We're likely to see that in the 11th congressional district. So maybe there'll be less ads on television. Maybe there will be fewer ads on your Spotify and your Facebook and your social media feeds. But we're in the marathon at this point.
We'll rely on you to keep covering it. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Will.